Tony Rice is such a wonderful guitar player that it's easy to forget how smoothly he sings.
Picking my guitar, always in the same mood. I am mostly flesh and bone, he's mostly wood. He never does grow impatient for the changes, I don't know, Lord. If he can't go to heaven, honey, I don't want to go, son.
Actually, sang is the correct tense to use when speaking of Tony Rice's singing, because while Tony is alive and well and playing his guitar on stages all over the country, a rare medical condition means that he's no longer singing songs like Bob Dylan's Sweetheart Like You.
You could make a name for yourself. Make a deal. They say the news of you has come down the line even before you come in the door. Listen now. They say in your father's house there's many mansions. Each one has got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile to your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
Tony Rice says Bob Dylan's Sweetheart Like You leaves a lot open to personal interpretation, and recording it was quite a challenge. Originally found on Tony's 1986 release, Me and My Guitar, the song can also be found on the new CD, Night Flyer. This disc is subtitled the Singer-Songwriter Collection, a choice that might confound some of Tony Rice's newest fans, the ones who've only come to his music in the last decade. That is because although the 57-year-old is still a master of the guitar, Tony Rice no longer sings on stage or in the studio because of muscle tension dysphonia, a condition that affects the muscles of the voice box. The exact cause of this very rare affliction is unknown. It could be as simple as a person starting to use their vocal cords and throat box differently so that they can keep talking when they've got laryngitis or a cold. But then when the illness clears up, they can't go back to their old way of speaking because the muscles won't behave the same way as they did before. In interviews, Tony Rice insists that he doesn't miss singing all that much because his first love was the picking, not the singing. But when he was singing, fans knew to expect the unexpected on a new Tony Rice CD. Despite his fame as a bluegrass guitarist, Tony Rice often turned to blues and folk for material. And not just any old tune Smith would do. In addition to Bob Dylan and James Taylor, the singer-songwriters represented on Night Flyer include Gordon Lightfoot, Phil Oakes, and Ian Tyson. But there is more to enjoy on Night Flyer than just good songwriting. The musicians on this collection are among the acoustic elite of the past 30 years. They include Tony's guitar-playing brother Wyatt Rice, Sam Bush, and the late Larry Rice on mandolin, bass players Todd Phillips and Mark Schatz, and the late Vassar Clements on fiddle. Mary Chapin Carpenter is on board, too, singing harmony on one of her own compositions. It's the story of John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Abraham Lincoln. As Tony Rice says in his notes to this song, very few of us today realize that John Wilkes Booth was, by most theatrical standards, the greatest actor of his day. Tony Rice is a history buff, and he commissioned Chapin to write that song for him. It's one that she's never recorded herself.
Young Abe Lincoln wasn't young no more. Tired old man when he won the war. And he dreamed at night of his death by the hand of a bitter world and a faceless man. And he saw his body in a ghastly dream, draped in black while his widow screamed. Silver dollars on his eyelids lay. Abraham Lincoln has died today. And they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixie. Dixieland.
Night Flyer, the singer-songwriter collection, features 17 vocals, and it's offered as a counterpart to another Tony Rice compilation called the Bluegrass Guitar Collection. The songs on Night Flyer include three previously unreleased ones. The album opens with one of those new songs, the rather bitter Never Meant to Be. It is also one of the rare originals in Tony Rice's repertoire, written after the breakup of a long marriage.
But in the darkness of the night, all I hear is a ringing in my ears, and my eyes are full of tears that I can't see. And I'll seek comfort in bad places, and I'll try to forget the faces of the many friends who say that it was never meant to be. Well, you could always write it off by saying that it was never meant to be. Oh, you once told me we'd always be as one, and then you wish me a better day as you turn your back away. Then you write it off by saying it was never meant to be.
It's now been more than a decade since Tony Rice has sung on stage, making this new collection a bittersweet release. It's wonderful to hear, but also a reminder of a voice that's been silenced. Tony Rice is still playing his guitar and performing at festivals and concert halls across the U.S., however. Upcoming tour dates can be found on his website, TonyRice.com. I'm Catherine Cole.
It rains, Lord, I run to my window. All I do is just wring my hands and moan. And listen to that thunder, Lord, can't you hear that lonesome wind moan? Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long.